Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, so let's set ourselves up here. I want to see. Oh, what should I say? I don't have my phone. I'm talking on Instagram via my phone. I want to see. I went live on my Facebook page and I want to stream it, share to groups. I want to share it, not to my group, no. To my Facebook page. I think I can do that. How's everybody doing today? We're going to be talking about owning your confidence, and I'm going to tell you in a little bit where this all came from. Give me one moment. It's not, I thought I could. Dashboard options. See if I can put it onto my Facebook page. That's okay. I can share it after the recording. Okay. It's so weird. I've been turning off my self view when I do Zoom, because they actually say it's not good for you to stare at yourself. That's what's happening with Zoom fatigue, is when we're seeing people like real close up, which we're not used to seeing people like this close to our faces. And we're also staring at ourselves and constantly looking at ourselves. What do we look like? What are we doing? Do we look okay? Whatever. So I've been turning off my self view, but when I do live videos, I see myself. So I'm really working to just talk. So, okay. The purpose of this video, I thought I had a notepad, because as things come up, I want to write them down. You could see how I'm going to use the word prepared I am, or lack thereof. Either one's fine. It's all good. Welcome to real life. Real life talk with Nikki Gingrich today. Okay, so we're gonna be talking about owning your confidence. We're gonna be talking about that over the next 3 days. Today is day one, and you probably are like, Nikki, what are you talking about? You haven't shared any of this. No, I haven't. I shared it once yesterday because it came to me as like a divine download. It was an idea that came in my head. So what's interesting about me and what I've learned about me is I don't do well with super strict structure. I do well with loose structure. I need guidance. I need to know where I'm going. I kind of need to have an idea of what's going on, but to really make it a strict structure and somebody telling me you have to do this, 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 and this, I don't do well. I don't know if it's like an inner, sorry, I don't know what my hair is all crazy today. I don't know if it's like an inner rebel that I don't like being told what to do, or if it's just part of my human design, or if it's just part of my personality. Something just fell. If it's just a part of like who I am or where this comes from, but it's, if it's a story, there's something fell. I'm trying to pick it up so it's not dragging. So let's talk about it. Let's talk. I just said, hold on. Losing my train of thought here. I don't like strict structure. There we go. That's what I was talking about. And strict structure makes me feel stuck and stiff and icky. And when I signed up with a few of my very first business coaches, there's two in particular that I can think of. And there was a lot of strict structure. One of my very first coaches had very loose structure and was very, how does this feel? And leaning into your intuition. And that was a blessing. But I got so stuck in, well, I have to do things the right way in order to be successful. And I kept trying to lean into this right way, this way that it's supposed to be, the way that it's supposed to happen. And what was happening was I wasn't getting the results I wanted, because I wasn't being true to myself, to who I am. So what this is going to be about today is really saying, I'm going to be authentic. I'm going to show up how I want to show up. I'm going to run my business how I want to run my business. And it's one of the pieces that I think I love the most when it comes to talking about confidence and embracing who you are and saying, I'm going to show up as I am. And I don't care what you have to say. And it's a really challenging place to get to. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And that's what I want to share is I finally learned that it's not about doing what somebody else told me to do. It's about taking what advice maybe they've given or what they shared and really tailoring it to me and who I am, and then sharing my message my way and authentically, and saying, this is who I am, and I'm not going to tailor fit myself to anybody else, because that's what I tried to do. Whether it was in business, following business coaches saying, here, you have to do A, B, and C in order to be successful, and then doing A, B, and C and not being successful and saying, so you lied to me. No, they didn't lie to me because A, B, and C worked for them. A, B, and C didn't work for me. I maybe needed to do A, B, and E, whatever it is. But it's saying and owning that and looking at myself and knowing I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do because it feels good to me. So I'm gonna go a little bit backwards, and because this is on Instagram and because it's gonna be showing up on my Facebook page, not everybody actually knows who I am, which I love. I love that so much about social media. So if you're on my Facebook personal page and you're watching this, you're like, Nikki, I know you. And I'm like, I know, just bear with me here. But my name is Nikki Gingrich. I am a spiritual teacher and a life coach, and I am a working mom. I've got two young boys, ages 8 and 6. They are the reason I do what I do, because becoming a mom is what catapulted me into my confidence, into saying, I'm going to do what I want to do, and it's going to feel really darn good. And I'm no longer going to live up to somebody else's expectations of myself. So they're a real big why for me. I've been married to my husband, Ryan. We just celebrated 12 years in the fall. We've known each other for a very long time, and we live in Pennsylvania. So we live in the Northeast Pennsylvania. Which it's sunny out today. It was rainy most of the morning. Anyway, so that's a little bit about me. And I'm gonna just share a quick story with you guys of what it was like for me to finally show up as myself and what owning your confidence actually means to me personally. And for a lot of you might know this part of my story. It's one that I share a lot. It's one that I hold really near and dear to my heart. But it was back in 2018. And I had spent the last 2 years trying to build side businesses. I started out with an online fitness business, and I was working with this business coach, and I had this intention of creating this business where I didn't want to be a fitness trainer. I didn't want to create the workouts. Like, I just knew that wasn't what I wanted to do. And this was the first time I ever worked with a business coach before. And so this was back in 2016. I was like, I'm going to do this side hustle thing, and this is what's going to be the thing that's going to get me so that I can work for myself and I don't have to work for somebody else anymore. 5 years later, I'm still working for other people, but who I am has changed, and the trajectory of where my life is going is significantly different. But I had to spend those years figuring out my confidence because I didn't have it back then. I didn't have full-on confidence in who I was and what I wanted to do. And I remember giving her my idea for the first time, saying, I want to help people figure out the fitness programs or the way to eat that works for them. I want to introduce them to people that I follow and maybe send them to somebody else to say, hey, go follow this. I know they do X, Y, and Z. That might be really great for you. And really helping people navigate the health and fitness world. That was really where I started. And within about a month of coming up with that idea, if anybody remembers, it was called Discover What Moves You. And I was really passionate about it. And I said to my coach, this is what I want to do. And somehow she talked me out of it. And I'm not going to blame her and say, hey, this was her fault. It was me. I wasn't confident enough to say, no, that's not what I want to do. This I want to go here. And I believe that this is a viable option. And what ended up happening was I ended up going and getting certified to do personal training. I did it for a little bit. I absolutely hated it. I had, a few clients, I had a few wonderful people, you guys probably are watching this, that I'm friends with, that I worked with, and I hated coming up with workouts. I was so not living in my alignment, but I was just following what this, like, she's telling me to do this, and if she was successful doing it, then I must have to do it the same exact way. I followed the program. I did the thing, and it sucked. And it was hard. And I didn't enjoy any of it because I still had this pull of like, I just want to help people find what works for them. Like, that's it. Why can't I don't see anybody else out there doing this. It felt so like a new thing. Like, oh my God, I could totally do this, but I wasn't confident enough in myself to do it. And I went down the path of being an online fitness trainer, and I hated it. Absolutely hated it. So from there, I joined a network marketing company. And I'm still a part of that network marketing company, and it's whole food nutrition. So I was still in that health and wellness field. And I went, okay, this is gonna be the thing. I'm gonna do what they say. I'm gonna follow their protocols, and I'm gonna make it. It's gonna happen. And what happened was I came at this with new ideas, and I was like, oh, a different perspective. And this isn't all network marketing, but it is. It's very much here's our system, follow our system, you will be successful. That's the trademark of network marketing. Now, there are people who can go out there and do it completely differently, and then they transform how network marketing can be done because they've done it differently. I had so many ideas, and I was like, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and what about this idea? And they talked me out of it. And again, not something that they've done. But that was me not being confident enough to say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. I didn't have that confidence. I went, well, if they're telling me it's not going to work, then I'm just not going to do it. And that was really disappointing. And I remember writing in my journal. So now we're catching up to 2018, where I was like, I'm going to go in on this network marketing company. I'm going to do this. And I'm going to all the online Zoom classes. This is before Zoom. Most people knew what Zoom was. I was going to all the trainings. I was doing all the things. I was messaging all the, like, trying to figure it out. I'm going, something still doesn't feel right. Something's not right. What is going on here? And I ended up getting so frustrated and so annoyed. And I'm like, but I'm supposed to be doing what they're telling me to do, but something inside me was not allowing me to actually take the action. And what I've learned now is it's because I wasn't confident enough in myself, in my ideas. I didn't understand who I was. I didn't understand how I worked. I didn't understand why I wanted to experience life the way I wanted to experience. I wasn't digging into that part of my life. I wasn't being authentic to who I was. And the moment I decided to show up for me and say, screw it, I'm gonna do what I wanna do, and it's gonna feel really darn good. The moment I chose to do that, I felt so unbelievably free. Free to the point of, oh my God, let's do this, right? Like, just, this is it. This is the piece I've been missing. I've been trying for years to show up as somebody else, trying for years to do what the coaches are telling me to do because it worked for them. I was never doing what worked for me. I was just trying to follow somebody else's formula. I was not being authentic. And then I decided to just start showing up and to start doing things and start putting out videos and start putting out content that I wanted to share, that if I wanted to talk about manifestation and mindset and spirituality, and I'm going to talk about it. And I don't care what anybody else has to say about it. That's, if I'm gonna say I'm a life coach and I wanna be a life coach, then I'm gonna say I am. And I started calling myself a spiritual teacher and a life coach because I am. I started showing up, I started teaching, and people started watching. And the most people watched is when I did my Insight Timer classes. And when I showed up on Insight Timer for that very first class to teach about manifestation, and almost 300 people showed up and were asking questions and were engaged and were learning. And I was like, holy crap, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to show up as me. And it's okay that those coaches teach the certain way because it works for them. But what I think so much is lacking in the coaching industry, in the online business world, is saying, do it for you. Do what works for you. Take my advice. Here's what I have to say. If it doesn't feel good, throw it away. If it feels good, keep it. That's what I tell my clients to do. You don't have to do everything I'm telling you to do. I'm just saying this is what I'm seeing and this is how I'm responding. This is the download that I'm getting that I feel I need to share with you. How does that feel to you? How does that feel for you to show up like that? And if it doesn't feel good, let's keep talking. Let's keep going. I'm not going to tell you you have to do X, Y, and Z in order to get to where to meet your goals. I'm going to say you need to show up as you and you need to do what feels good. But you need to show up. And showing up can be whatever that is for you. It can be owning your own business. It can be saying, I don't want to do this job anymore. I want to change careers. And the minute you declare that and you say, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to go take this class online. I'm going to go sign up for this program because that feels good to me. That's showing up as you. When I decided to quit my job in 2018, it was one of the scariest things I had ever done. But it was one of the most surest moments. I don't know if that's a word. I was never so sure about a decision in my entire life as I was the day I knew I was going to quit my job. It was so unbelievable. I was scared out of my mind. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was so darn confident in that decision. And I owned it. And I showed up and I said, this is not where I need to be right now. This place is not serving me. My soul is literally dying right now. My physical body is breaking down. I am unsupported and I am lost. I need to do something drastic in order to change things. And when I heard in a training this woman talking about showing up live and showing up as you, and I watched her show up authentically as she was, as herself. And she was inspirational and powerful. And she had this message that you're like, holy sh yes, holy shit, yes. That was just a few weeks ago. And that was another defining moment where I was like, that's what I want to do. I don't want to be you. Her name is Amanda. I don't need to be Amanda. I need to be me. But I can pull from what she had to say and say, that felt really good. This resonates with me. I'm good. That's me showing up as me. And we spend so much time trying to figure out who we, well, actually, no, let me rephrase that. We don't spend enough time trying to figure out who we are. We spend more time trying to figure out who we're going to be for somebody else. How is somebody else viewing me? How am I being viewed? How am I being perceived by somebody else? We spend more time focused on how we're being perceived, excuse me, perceived by others, that we lose touch with who we actually are. Because when it comes down to it, who they think you are doesn't matter because it's who you are. And when you show up as you, what that person or people or persons has to say about you doesn't freaking matter. And that's a hard pill to swallow because we spend so much of our lives trying to please people, trying to please our, we start off trying to please our parents. I see this in my children now when they do things and they'll say, are you mad at me? Did this make you happy? They don't say, did this make you happy? But I can tell at certain times I'm like, they're doing that because they know I appreciate it. And as a parent, trying to define that and saying, well, I don't want you to do things just because I want you to do them. Like, yes, there are certain things I want you to do to be helpful, to be kind, to be a part of the household, to live, to live your life, to be happy. Like, I want those things for my children. And I've been saying this to my older son lately. He'll say something, I say, is that the answer you think I want to hear? So you're saying it, or is that actually truly what you think or how you feel? And sometimes he'll change his answer. So I'm saying, don't tell me what I want to hear. I want to hear the truth from you. I don't want to hear just what you think I want to hear. Right? That's a people-pleasing trait. And as children, we want to please our parents. I don't care. I'm 36 years old. I still want my parents to tell me they're proud of me. Like that feels good. That's normal. That's natural. But when we start altering our lives for somebody else, when we start changing who we are on the inside, that's when things become a problem. That's when we lose touch with who we are. And that happened to me. I kept going into these work environments and I kept trying to fill a role and saying, well, if I do this, maybe then I'll feel good. If I take this position, maybe then I'll feel good. If I try to learn about this, maybe that's where I need to be. And it's, I was trying to literally be a square peg in a round hole. Like, I'm a square peg. Listen, I am. I know that's who I am. I like things a certain way and I like to be different and I like to have ideas and I need to have creative expression in whatever it is that I'm doing. So each time I signed up with that business coach who guided me, unintentionally on her part. She was just trying to do what was best for me. But I wasn't strong enough or confident enough to say, no, that's not where I want to go. I want to go here. And I wonder if I would have said that if she would have kept pushing, or if I would have said, this isn't for me, and I would have like left the program and gone and done something else. But I learned my lesson, and it was a part of my journey, and it's a part of my story. So I don't regret those moments. I don't look back and think, oh, hindsight's always 2020. Who I was in 2016 is not who I am today in 2021. And it's because of who I was in 2016 and the experiences that I went through that I can be who I am now and share these stories with you. And I wasn't, so at that time, I wasn't showing up as I was, and I wasn't confident enough in my own intuition and showing up as I am. So I tried to show up as somebody else. And what happened was I wasn't successful. And that translates. So if you're someone who has an online business, if you are showing up in content, or even if you're at a job and you're trying to show up and say, I want this promotion, I want this, but if you're not authentically showing up as who you are, that translates, because that's an energy. And that translates. If you're not fully in something, it's going to come back at you, and you're not going to show up as who you are. So, how do you show up authentically as who you are? It starts with you going internal and saying, who am I? Asking those questions. What do I want? Who do I want to be? How do I want to live my life? And those are questions we don't ask ourselves that often. We might dream about them. We might think about them. We might think there's some far off fairy tale dream that'll never happen. But it starts with sitting down and asking yourself that question. Who am I? What do I want out of life? And maybe that means journaling. Maybe it means meditating. I highly recommend doing this as a journal exercise. So if I'm going to give you homework on this training, live series, whatever it is that we're doing, homework number one for today would be, what do you want your life to look like? And I picture in my mind that scene in The Notebook. What do you want? And he's yelling at her, saying, what do you? She's going, I don't know what I want. What do you want? What is it that you want? Who do you want to be? How do you want to live your life? And answer it. And it's likely going to be a really hard answer. You might not get a full answer the first time you do this. You might have to do this exercise multiple times. And in answering different questions, I could go back to my journal from 2018, and I think I'd be surprised. I remember doing certain journaling exercises that were all about figuring out who I was. It wasn't intentional. Like, I wasn't doing some program that was like, hey, figure out who you are. I was just listening to all of these podcasts and books and trainings, and I was getting all this information and asking these questions of, what do you want? What do you want your life to look like? What would a perfect, ideal day in your life look like? I love asking my clients to do this exercise because I think it helps bring out so much clarity. So I think if we're going to say what's homework, and I'm going to write this down and I'll put it up in the description here, is what does a perfect day look like for you? What does a perfect day look like for you? Right? Again, I'm just writing this down so I can put it in the comments. What I love this one too is, what is something you enjoyed doing as a child that you don't do anymore? And it's not saying, hey, you need to go do this. It's like, oh, I loved dancing. I love being in theater. Well, I don't need to go like join a community theater and be a part of it. But maybe it does. Maybe that's what it means. So, what is something you enjoyed doing as a child? And just try to remember what you did for fun, you enjoyed. Again, I'm just writing this down for me. Enjoyed doing as a child. And I'll share this story with you is, so I said I loved dance. I grew up dancing. I loved musical theater. I was in musical theater. I was choreographed for a summer theater program, and I loved it. It was my world. I lived in it. And I remember when I got to college, I did one season on the dance team, which I loved. And then I tried out for one show, but we had a theater program at my college, so The competition was a little tough, not a lie, but I did make it through two second rounds, but I just didn't make it any further than that, which is fine. I actually went to see the show and didn't like it. So I'm gonna be honest there for a second. That was actually I didn't enjoy the show. Anyway, it was West Side Story and I didn't like it. So it was probably a good thing I wasn't a part of it. All things happen for a reason. But I remember when I graduated college, I thought I wanna get back into dancing and theater. I miss that. And I remember making a few phone calls to a local community theater, and I never took the action to actually show up. I took the action to learn more and to see what was available out there, but never actually took the action to do it. And I regret pieces of that, but again, all part of my journey. What I did do was before I had kids, I actually did a full year at a dance studio, taking adult classes. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. I didn't keep going with it, but I did that. But something I've done recently is, so I have kids. Life is busy. I haven't really had time. I've dedicated my time in other ways. I should say I've prioritized other things. So being able to do something outside of the house that's fun and for me, like taking dance classes, it was an option, but it wasn't something that was a priority for me. But within the last couple weeks, I decided my kids do martial arts and I decided to start taking the Tai Chi classes because I've been watching them. It looks like fun and it's me. I was scared and I was uncomfortable and I was like, oh my God, what are people gonna think of me? Is this really where I fit in? And I've really learned to be like, I love this. It's fun. It's slow movement. It's moving energy through the body, learning, eventually learning different things as far as self-defense goes. It's not just meditative movement. There's so much to it. It's really cool. It's like right up my alley. But it's the first time in probably a good 8 years that I'm doing something that's purely for fun, that's just for me. It's not work related, it's not business related, it's like I have a hobby again. And I love that. And if I weren't being authentic to who I am, I would have allowed my ego to say, don't do that. Don't do that. You're gonna look stupid. What are people gonna think of you? You're not gonna fit in. If this isn't where you belong. I would have allowed those thoughts to be around and I would have allowed them to stay. But instead, I'm showing up and I'm like, no, I want to do this. And I walk in that studio and I don't have they call it a gi. I don't have my gi yet. I don't have any of that. So I just walk in my regular like workout clothes and show up and come to class and ask questions and work with the Shifu and just learn. And I love it. And it's something that's for me. And again, almost over 8 years it's been that I've really not exercised, like not physical fitness. So I don't see the Tai Chi as something that's physical fitness, that's exercise. So I did Zumba, I did Bar 3, like those were all things that I did for me. But this is something that's pure hobby. Pure fun, and I get to leave the house. I get to go be around other people. I get to learn something completely new, and it's engaging my brain in a new way. But if I didn't have the authenticity or a confidence in myself to say, this is who I am, and I'm going to show up as I am, I never would have been able to make that initial conversation and say, oh, I want to try this. Do you mind if I, can I try this? What is this? Can I see what it's all about? And it's really amazing when you're able to show up as your authentic self. But it really truly does start with knowing who you are. No, answering those questions, who am I? What do I want out of life? I'm gonna write those down too. Who am I? What do I want? Because out of life. Because you likely are so out of tune with who you are and what you want, because you're so consumed with what other people are telling you to do. You're so consumed with social media or your boss at work or expectations that people have of you that you start to ignore that inner knowing of who you are. And St. Francis de Sales says, be who you are and be that well. And when I was working at the college, that's my college, was DeSales University, our you know, Saint Fran it was from Saint Francis de Sales. That was like our big saying, was be who you are and be that well. And I remember when I was working there that I thought, there's this mission, there's this belief, there's this quote that's shared, be who you are and be that well. And I wasn't living that way. I was not living as me. And I had to leave in order to find myself. I had to exit and say, if I'm going to be me, that means I need to walk away. And that's okay. So that is being your authentic self means you're probably gonna have to do some hard shit. And you guys can come in. I'm almost done anyway. You guys leaving?
Yep.
Okay. Have fun. Come here, give me a hug really quick. Have fun. I'll see you guys when you get home, okay? Love you. Bye. I
7,664.
Okay, have fun, boys.
Mama's kiss.
Okay. Mwah.
Wait, come on.
I can't. Oh, he's got his hat on. I love you,
I didn't get
buddy.
your net.
Oh, my earring just fell off. Oh, you can't because you have your hat on. Ready? Go. Ah! Oh, all right. I got my earring. Don't worry about it, buddy. Here. This is my life, by the way. You're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Are you on the phone? Is it okay if I take your hat?
Okay. Love you guys. Have fun. Get Spike. Spike fell. Don't forget to bring them home, okay? So,
I mean, goodbye.
showing up authentically, bye guys, is if I were to say to them, no, don't come in, that would be me not showing up authentically, saying, this is my life, this is what it's like. They're going out somewhere, I'm doing a video, and I've got to go somewhere after this. So, and actually, here, I'm going to end with this was I had a moment earlier today, and I was like, I don't feel right. Like there was some, so okay, I was triggered this morning by something, and I had to work through it, and I had to do some EFT tapping. I did some journaling. I had to take some actions. I had to really lean in and listen, but I was like, I noticed a pattern in myself around money and spending and abundance and lack. Like this story showed up, and I went, all right, I've gotta own that there's a fear here. There's a fear here. I'm going back into old patterns and I'm self-sabotaging. And I realized it this morning. I let it kind of work itself through the EFT earlier this morning in my journaling. And then I kind of moved throughout the day and I wrote down on my task, one of my tasks was I just gotta update our budget. Like if I'm having money concerns, what's the one thing that I can do that makes me feel better? And really working on our budget really helps me feel in control. So I did that and it helped a little bit, but it's like, but we're not where I wanna be. And I'm like, so I told my husband Ryan, I said, I'm feeling a little down. I'm not angry, I'm not frustrated, I'm sad. I'm sad about where we are right now, and I'm just working through it, and I want you to know that. And that was not long before hopping, about a half hour before hopping on this call and doing this video is when this showed up. And I went, so do I said, what do I need to do for myself in order to show up as my best self? And really ask, I don't want to fake it till I make it. I want to own it and say, I'm going through this, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to show up. Because even this morning in my journaling, I wrote down, it's okay that I'm healing and also inspired at the same time. Like I was inspired to do this live video series, and then I'm like, but there's still something that I've got to heal. I keep pulling these cards that tell me I need to go internal and heal and work on myself, but I'm like, but I'm getting all these divine downloads to do all these really amazing things, and it's showing me that I can do both. I can both heal and show up and take inspired action. And that's kind of where I was today, where I went, I don't need to fake it. So I'm gonna show up and saying I'm in the middle of healing something right now. I'm maybe a little sad. I was actually gonna start and open with that, but I didn't. It didn't show up until now. I was able to. I just had a conversation. I like to just talk and kind of see what comes through. And now feels like a beautiful time to share it. Of like I am healing. I am not in the most high energy, high vibe, perfect space, but I'm still showing up for you guys, and I'm showing up authentically as me. I didn't feel like turning on music and dancing and singing and really getting myself into a brand new energy was going to serve me. How can I show up authentically as I am? And that's how I wanted to show up. I didn't take time to like write notes and plan this out, as you might be able to see as you're listening to this. But what I did do was showed up as me. I could have canceled it and said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not feeling myself. Or I could have shown up and pretended that everything was happy and had this whole lineup and had a whole outline and said, I'm going to talk just about this. That would not have shown. And if I have learned anything from trying to be a online personal trainer and hating it, was if I don't show up from a space of this is where I'm coming from and I'm being true to myself, that's going to come across to anybody who's watching and listening. That's how that's going to show up. And that's not who I want to be. That is not at all who I want to be. I want to show up as me. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm asking you to show up as you in whatever capacity that means, as a parent, as a spouse, as a friend, as a daughter, as an employee, as an entrepreneur, as a leader. You've got to show up as you, and you've got to come from a heart-centered place. We can't always rule with our minds. We have to come from a heart-centered place. And when we come from who we truly are, from a really, truly loving heart-centered place, that comes across to whoever it is we're physically interacting with, virtually interacting with, or just sending energy out into the world. It all comes across that way. All right, that's it for now. Thank you guys for joining me. Again, this was just a spur of the moment download that came to me yesterday. So today is authenticity. Tomorrow we're going to talk about resiliency. And then the next day we're going to talk about consistency. And this is what I like to call the ARC, the ARC of a confident woman. And it's funny, when this came to me, so I've been kind of writing this down, this, you know, the program that I'm talking about, the Confident and Courageous Woman program that's starting on Monday, that you can join whenever you want to. You just reach out and let me know. I'm calling in 5 amazing women to be a part of this program and putting it out there in a way that feels very authentic to me and saying, I don't want to do a slideshow and have you have to sign up and join my email list to do it. Like, that to me in this moment doesn't feel good to push and sell, but to say, how can I show up as me, and allowing the downloads to come and saying, this is what I want it to be. And I got the download to do this program. It kept repeating itself. And then the ARC, the ARC, kind of is something that kept repeating itself over time. And I was like, all right, we're going to move forward with this and call it the ARC of a confident woman. And if I am on a mission to teach women how to be confident, because when you're confident, it's not just helping you, it's helping other people. Because when you're confident, you're productive, you're efficient, you're happier, you're better able to show up for whoever, your family, your friends, your spouse, your coworker, your clients. You're better able to show up for other people when you're being authentically you and not fake. We don't need more fake people. We don't need more people trying to live up to somebody else's expectations. We need more confident, courageous, and empowered women. That's why I want to teach this work. That's why I created this program. That's why I'm doing this free video series, because step number one is being authentic, and it's defining who you are and what you want out of life. Number two is going to be resilient. And that's going to be continuing to go when things aren't easy. Things aren't always going to be easy. You're going to have to keep pushing. You're going to have to keep going. You're going to fall down, and all you have to do is get back up. And then number three is consistency, is continuing to show up, creating the daily habits that get you to reach your goals, whatever that might be. So thank you guys for joining me today. If you are interested in the Confident and Courageous Woman program, just send me a private message and I will get you all the info. I'll get you all hooked up and I'll get you all written up on my, I have a little sign behind me of all the amazing women that are going to join this program, that have joined this program, that are ready to change their lives and saying, I'm ready to own my confidence and own who I am. And I'm ready to step up and be that person. So if that's you, reach out to me, let me know. And I will see you guys tomorrow as we talk about resiliency. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening.